elected representatives met with the minister last week, and she's asked for a bit of time to review the whole process, and that she'll get back to us. So we're hoping she'll get back to us this week. Like I say, she asked for a bit of time, so we're giving her a bit of time to review the whole thing, and then we're still plotting away behind in the background. You know, we're not going to let this go. You know, this isn't something that we're going to just give up on. You know, it doesn't matter what the minister's decision is. We still think the process was wrong. The staff are being treated terribly, you know, so we intend going on regardless of the minister's decision. Now, we have a protest we're in the middle of organising it, but we're not going to give any details. Like I say, we're going to give the minister a chance to review the whole process, and then we'll announce our intentions then, you know.
So, yeah, although you're prepared to take many more measures in terms of fighting this particular relocation, you're saying you're just putting things on hold right now. You're letting the process take its course in terms of Minister McEntee being able to just figure out the situation and just figure out what the next steps for herself, and then we'll see what happens from there, kind of thing.
Yeah, that's that. She's asked for time to review the whole process, so we're giving her that time, you know. So we're not going to announce anything in the meantime, you know. But at the same time, we're working behind the scenes. You know, there's a lot going on. There's been a lot of to and fro, and you know, the only people we haven't heard from really is the management committee. And the AGM is supposed to be held by the 28th of February, which is Friday. Still no word of the AGM being held, you know. And you know, the management committee are afraid. It seems that they're afraid to face their members, you know. The AGM has to be held, you know, and we're waiting for a date for it now. Obviously, I'm not a teacher myself, but the teachers involved in our committee are dying to get an AGM so they can ask the questions of the managing committee that the managing committee simply haven't answered. You know, we've not met them, despite numerous calls for them to come to meet with us or to meet with anybody. They haven't spoke publicly. They've issued a couple of statements, which, you know, when you read the statements, you know, they're... The truth isn't always the main topic of conversation in these statements. Like, you know, so, but we'd like to meet with the management committee and speak to them. And the AGM is as important as the AGM is held as soon as possible. You know.